Now, Miss Gladys Allen was a trustee of Baylor University, and there is a dormitory on the campus that's named the Gladys Allen Hall. When she died, she left Baylor University $500,000. She established Baylor three scholarships. One was the Sam L. Allen Scholarship for business students. One was the Florence Moorhead Allen Scholarship for domestic science students. And one was the Gladys Allen Scholarship in general. Anybody could take that. She was devoted to the university, and Pat Neff told me she was one of the best trustees he ever had. Miss Allen was recognized as outstanding woman in Waco, as one of the outstanding, if not the outstanding woman. She was active in garden clubs. She was president of the YMCA. She taught Sunday school class at 7th and James. She was on many important committees and was respected by everybody. She had taught, she was a graduate of Baylor, and she had taught in Waco's high school until her mother, Miss Florence Moorhead Allen, died. And she gave it up to run the house for her father. Her mother had taught a Sunday school class in 7th and James Church for married students and was greatly respected and loved. Gladys had a class for girls in Baylor. At one time, she had over 300 students in her class, and she worked with the girls in Baylor always. And when she died, they gave the parsonage to them, where the rector lived at that time. She gave that to them and then left quite a sum of money to 7th and James Church.